Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the KE report. You know, I have made a commitment to listeners and to myself, I suppose I have to say. When the election results came in, which I happened to question earlier this year, I said that I was not going to give an opinion of the new executive branch until September, and I'm going to hold to that. But that doesn't mean that my guests have to do that. You know, a publication of Hillsdale College called Imprimis, which has over 5.7 million readers every month, came out with a very interesting article by a gentleman called Mark Stein. Mark wrote an article entitled "Our Increasingly Unrecognizable Situation." Mark is highly respected in the area of political knowledge. I'm going to ask my friend from Marin County, Dan Pacenti, to comment on the current state of our civilization here in America. Dan is a portfolio manager, as I said, in Marin County. He has been published frequently in the Wall Street Journal on the op-ed page. I respect his opinion. Dan, what do you think about what Mr. Stein said about the increasingly unrecognizable situation that we live in right now?
Well, I would echo some of the same things. I'm concerned by what's going on in this country. The increasing creeping socialism that we have currently, and particularly from this administration, they are trying to ingrain socialism into our country by having giveaways through the tax code, having these permanent structures where they pay people to live a basic minimum income, a high minimum wage, all these various systems that are designed because they think you're stupid. They really do. They think you're stupid. And they're also creating a lot of hateful interactions among people. They're making us tribalist type of a culture. And it's going to be very difficult for us to interact with each other. But if we don't do something about it, if good people of the right don't speak up, or don't cower in the face of this, I think we're going to have increasing problems.
Well, you certainly have problems down in the Bay Area, specifically in my formerly favorite city in North America, San Francisco. It's my understanding that in San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's home city, that lives very close to a good friend of ours, Marshall Barrel, by the way, who will also be on the show this weekend. How can she let that go on? The city is dangerous, and the city is totally unsanitary. Comments, Dan?
Well, you would barely recognize San Francisco. It has become quite violent. The outdoors are like a bathroom. There's a lot of private behavior acting out in public. There are violent, mentally ill people there on the street screaming loudly. We had an office there for 30 years, and they would come into the office and wander in aimlessly, and we had people have things stolen. And finally, on January 31st of 2020, just out of pure luck, pure serendipity, without even understanding this COVID pandemic was going to happen, we moved our office out to Marin County and left the city. And I got to tell you, it's just so much easier to conduct business, to live peacefully, that to be out of that city. I mean, some 70 plus car break-ins a day. I mean, a day. They release violent criminals out on the streets. They went to this cashless bail. It's nuttiness. There are some component of a society that is violent. There's some component that is a law-breaking component. And they have to be restrained in some fashion. And you want to be sympathetic to people, and maybe some of it's due to circumstance. Maybe it's just the way they're wired. But some people have to be restrained, and you have to keep them in a jail. That just is something you have to do. And their argument is, on the left, is that that these people typically come from poverty, can't afford the bail, et cetera. It's not fair to them, whereas a wealthy person can pay the bail and get out. Well, that may or may not be true in a lot of circumstances, but they have to be restrained, and the population has to be able to live. And it's not a workable situation. And unfortunately, the left is trying to create a circumstance where we all live in these type of cities. They'd like us to live in cities, in close structures, and, you know, where we're close to city centers, and we're all using public transportation, we're all close to each other, and then we're all affected by this type of thing. And that's why you see people moving out of the cities, moving out of these dangerous areas. But San Francisco is a colossal mess. And I got to tell you, since we moved out of there January 31st, 2020, I've been back into the city proper. You wouldn't even say I've been in the city proper, but I've been back to the city twice just to use the airport. And that's it. And I won't go back in there because until they get their act together, I certainly wouldn't bring family into there. But these are the kinds of structures they would like to enact all around the country.
Dan, I got to ask you a question. We've got about we've actually got 4 minutes left here. My question, my friend, is purely and simply, what's the motive in your opinion?
What's the motive? You know, it's hard to understand the left. I got to be honest with you. They I guess you'd have to go with their primary theme, which is equity, and I think that's it's caused them to be misguided. This notion that we should all end up with an equal result. Wow, think through that for a moment. It might sound good on the surface. It might sound like, oh, hey, we're concerned about everybody getting, you know, getting to the same place. But we're not built that way. Humans just aren't built that way. We come to the table with different abilities. Some of us are taller. Some of us are stronger. Some of us are faster. Some of us are smarter. That's just the way it is, you know, and we're very fortunate in that way, because the smarter people, for example, develop drugs, other innovations that we use day to day, and that make all of our lives better, that make all of us live longer and live healthier, that, you know, that bring real excitement to life. And so some people get enhanced greater than others. Some people are much wealthier than us. I've never worried about that. I've never worried that someone got to a place better than what I've gotten to. Because frankly, if our society is based on merit, they deserved it. And that's fine. I can still do quite well, even though I don't do as well as, say, a Jeff Bezos. I don't have houses all over the world like Jeff Bezos. But he deserved it. He created a system that I use all the time. I go to Amazon all the time. I don't like his politics one bit. But he created a system through his own hard work and sacrifice and intelligence that we all benefit from. So this notion of equity, it's got to go away. It's a mistake. Equality is what we were based on, and that's the one that we ought to be pursuing. We ought to make sure everybody's got equal opportunity, and then see where the chips fall. And I think we'll all do very well that way. We're losing this country. We really are. Ben Franklin was right. If you can keep it, he was right. We are losing it. I think that the current culture has existed under this belief, because they've lived under it all their lives. They've lived under this belief that we're entitled to wealth and peace and this great structure that we have. But we aren't entitled to it. You can lose it. And the left, this pernicious left, they're doing everything they can to divide this country. They'd like to argue that Trump was responsible for the divide. Trump isn't responsible for it at all. Trump never called for anybody to hate another person based on their race or their identity or any of their beliefs. He never called for any such thing. But they do, and they do it all the time. They've banned conservatism. They've essentially told you that the conservatives, anybody that has certain types of views, are to be hated. They're vile people. They're Nazis. Well, what do you do with people like that? You treat them violently. You know, that's what they would like. That's a really dangerous thing. We need an interchange of ideas. We need to have an open culture. They're afraid of free speech. Honestly, the left used to be one of their big things, free speech. And they're afraid of it. They're absolutely afraid of it. They seem to be very pro our intelligence community. They're into spying on people, to destroying them. That used to be another one of their things. They never felt that you could be unlawfully searched and have things seized from you. They never felt that way. But now
Dan,
they do.
Dan, you've made your point, and I truly appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, pretty obvious how Dan feels about that. If you want to see Dan back on the program, just let me know, and I'll get him on as often as I can. Thanks, Mr. Pacini.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.